Hey there, and welcome to another daily encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional. Today's reading, titled Day of Encouragement, was written by Estera Barosca Escobar. First responders show dedication and courage daily by being on the front lines when disasters occur. In the attack on the World Trade Center in New York City in 2001, when thousands of people were killed or injured, more than 400 emergency workers also lost their lives. In honor of first responders, the U.S. Senate designated September 12th as the National Day of Encouragement. While it may seem unique that a government would declare a National Day of Encouragement, the Apostle Paul certainly thought this was needed for the growth of a church. He commended the young church in Thessalonica, a city in Macedonia, to encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Although they were going through persecution, Paul encouraged the believers to always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. He knew that as humans, they would be prone to despair, selfishness, and conflict. But he also knew they would not be able to uplift one another without God's help and strength. Things are no different today. We all need to be uplifted, and we need to do the same for those around us. Yet we can't do it on our own strength. That's why Paul's encouragement in chapter 5, that the one who calls you, Jesus, is faithful, and he will do it, is so reassuring. With his help, we can encourage one another every day. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 28. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness and the encouragement you give us each day. We pray that you would help us to be encouragers to those around us who really need it. And may we shine your light to a hurting world that needs you. Thank you, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.